Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Carter Farr Show. I hope you guys are all having a great and amazing day today. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about day trading. Should you become a day trader? What are the requirements to become a profitable trader, or are you better suited as an investor? Because there's a difference. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and if you guys get anything in value about this podcast, make sure you guys hit that like button and leave me a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button and leave me a nice review or leave me a tip on how I can improve the podcast. So let's talk about day trading. Should you become a day trader? Day trading is pretty much when you buy and sell a stock within the overall trading day. And a lot of people like day trading because it's like a get rich quick. That's like the motto with day trading. I just want to get this out there. It's not. Day trading is not get rich quick. I've day traded for about 4 years now. Holy crap. I never even realized it. But I've been a profitable trader for about 3.5. So there was that window there where I was not a profitable trader and I did lose thousands of dollars trading the markets. So what type of person should become a trader? Somebody that is dedicated and has time and patience and doesn't let their overall emotions get and control them. Because when day trading, it's honestly like 90% emotions. When you guys are trading a stock that's up already, that's just a 25%, you're pretty much buying high and selling it higher. You're not really buying these dips because these dips happen very, very fast. Because for me, I trade small caps. So these are going to be like companies that aren't really the largest out there, and they really have some sort of fundamental catalyst that gets a lot of investors involved, and I look for opportunity, whether it's a resistant breakout, whether it's short opportunity, whether it's momentum, whether it's a variety of things. I'm looking at just really price action. I don't care about where the company is going to be in the next, really the next day. I could care less because I'm going to be getting in and out. And so the thing about day trading is a lot of people on YouTube always say, oh, you need to think of it as a business. And I completely agree, but I don't think people understand that phrase, you know, because you constantly hear it. Oh, you got to think of it as a business. Okay, well, I'm thinking of it as a business, but what does that mean? Well, imagine if you guys were operating a business. There's gonna be things that you have to pay. So that could be, you know, utilities, because you got to keep the lights on. Okay, and in day trading, that could be commission to get a direct access, so you have a faster execution. Also in a business, you have to have expenses. You know, you have to have a desk. You have to have a printer, you have to have a nice layout, you know, stuff like that. And that could be like scanning software, because how are you going to find these stocks? So there's a lot of money involved that I don't think people understand that it's better to really properly understand and properly use day trading and use all the tools to make money the proper way. Because if you guys are using free services, the way I always think of free services is, yeah, they're good for beginners, but somebody's beating you. Somebody's going to be paying for that, and they're going to be ahead, and they're going to be just one step ahead. And you might not, you know, it might not comprehend or anything, but if somebody's one step ahead of you day after day after day after day, I wonder who's going to be profitable. The person that has maybe a 60-second lead, or somebody who's every single day is 60 seconds late. So for me, I always felt like I should just pay it and not even worry about it. Think of it as an investment and think of it just as an expense. So with that being said, so now that you guys kind of have a good idea, is what broker do you use? Do you use Robinhood? Do you use TD Ameritrade? Which one do you use? Well, for me, I started out with Robinhood and I hated it. I remember my first trade, I lost money and I freaked out. And then the next day I was in college. I was in class, literally on my phone. I bought a random stock. It was like GLUU. I bought a ton of shares of it. I used all of my money I had. And I made like $200 in my college class, sitting there, and I thought, why am I here? And that's kind of been my whole motto ever since, is if I'm somewhere, there's opportunity cost. So when I'm, you know, filming, is that the best value for my time? And I really enjoy it, so I do it. You know, I think it's a good opportunity. So anything you do in life, whether it's trading or anything, there's opportunity cost. You know, when you're doing something, you could be missing out on opportunity somewhere else. And that's really something that I completely understand and completely agree with, why people should go for things, because you could be missing out on opportunity. So getting back to trading in your broker, I started out with Robinhood. I was there for about probably the first month or two. Lost probably $2,000 with Robinhood because of how slow the executions were. Then I went from Robinhood to TD Ameritrade. And I was at TD Ameritrade all the way up until they started offering free commission. Now, the reason why I was with them is because they were a direct access. They were very fast, had good execution, and it was just a solid platform. Now, after they went free, their execution times became a lot slower, and then I needed to figure out a way to get one step ahead of everybody else. Everybody else is staying at a commission-free broker. I need to be one step ahead, because when I place my order, I want my order to get placed above somebody that doesn't pay commission, and that's exactly what happened. So I went from TD Ameritrade to Lightspeed. Now, Lightspeed is definitely a more advanced platform, I would say. You pay for a lot of things. But in that time, guys, I had a SureTrader account, messed with it, grew it, and then transferred it. I did that for a series on YouTube. But Lightspeed is the broker I'm at now. I'm actually looking to go to TC2000 for another opportunity, because I think that they are a better broker. But okay, so now that you guys kind of have an understanding of my background in it, should you do it? What is the type of person that it takes to become a profitable trader? Because that is like the goal. You search up on YouTube stocks and you'll have some guy making thousands of dollars per day, every day. Realistically, guys, that's not gonna happen. It's gonna take time. You don't understand how much money that these guys have. You know, if we look up day trading right now on YouTube, it's going to be somebody with probably a $200,000 to $300,000 account, and they made probably 1% on their money, and that turned out to be $4,000. I don't think people understand how that is, because it's honestly so misleading when you have these YouTubers saying it, and it's very irritating for me, because I understand looking at them. Okay, well, you know, you have $150,000 in your account, and you made $500. Yeah, that's good. You made $500 in a single day, but on top of that, you only grew your portfolio 0.5%. So, and everybody thinks that it's that easy to make $500 when realistically you need all that money. So I think the type of person that's going to be a successful trader is somebody who's open for education, is very patient, and understands the process. So that third one is very, very important, because if you think that you can jump into this today or tomorrow and become a profitable trader, realistically, guys, that's not going to happen. It's going to take at least 6 months of paper trading in your portfolio every day, every single day. Okay, and if you are somebody who says, oh, well, I can't, I have to work. Well, the market doesn't wait for you. You know, the market does not wait for anybody. So you need to figure out a way to be able to trade. If your goal in life is to be a successful day trader, why are you focused on your 9-to-5 job? Honestly, you can get a part-time, or you can get a late afternoon job from noon till 8, and you can have your goals getting made in the early day, work the rest of the day. And you know, that's kind of what I was doing in school is I took all night classes. I started work at like 11 o'clock so I could trade that little volatility in the morning. And then, you know, that's exactly how I grew my account. But so it definitely takes a long time. And, you know, people always think investing is trading and trading is investing. And honestly, trading is speculation in the market. And investing is like fundamentals. You're looking at the balance sheet. You're looking at the company's margin. You're looking at the company's revenue. With trading, you're just looking at overall price action. You're looking at straight technical analysis. And with investing, it's about, I would say, 80 to 90% fundamentals and the rest technicals, because you don't want to get in on an overvalued stock when it makes sense. So guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And if you did, it definitely was a little different episode. I haven't talked about day trading in a while on it, and I wanted to go on the podcast and just talk about it. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you did, make sure you guys smash the like button. We'll see you guys tomorrow in another podcast. Take care, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Take care, guys. Peace out.